Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the amazing world of science. Science that affects your life. Science that changes your view of the world that we live in. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. That's right, write this number down and you can be part of Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, this is your chance to ask that question, make that comment that's always been bothering you. Imagine for the moment that you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids, well, they say that they have a problem in science class, and their teacher asks them a question that leaves everybody stumped, including you. So what are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephones and call 612-564-8135. And, for that matter, put your kids on the telephone. Have them ask that question that's always been bothering you. Or maybe you're walking down the street one day, and it's evening time, and you look up. You do something that you've never done before. You look up instead of looking at your feet, and you see this incredible universe, this universe of stars. And then you begin to wonder, what does it all mean? Where did it come from? Where is it going? And what role do I play in this grand scheme of things? We'll find out by listening to Science Fantastic. And once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And also, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written several New York Times bestsellers, 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. In other words, what I do for a living, trying to complete Einstein's theory, a unified theory of all knowledge. But check out my earlier books as well. Physics of the Future makes predictions about the next 50 to 100 years. Where will artificial intelligence take us? What about the space program? What about understanding cancer and genetics? All these things talked about in my book, Physics of the Future, or The Future of the Mind. I talk about how science is teasing apart the mysteries of the human brain. Believe it or not, telepathy, telekinesis, stuff that you read about in science fiction novels, we can do that in the laboratory by connecting the human mind to a computer. We can actually telepathically send messages, telekinetically move objects, all the stuff you see in carnival shows and magic shows and science fiction movies, we can actually do in the laboratory. But anyway, once again, the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now, and let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Denise calling from College Station, Texas, and I have a question about black holes. How can we learn about them if they trap light and it actually can't see it. Thank you very much.
Okay, so the question is, if black holes are really black and they suck everything in, then how can we study them? How do we know anything about them? Well, first of all, let's define what a black hole is. Forget all the science fiction movies, forget all the comic books. What is the definition of a black hole? Very simply, it's an object so massive that even light cannot escape. So think about it for a moment. To escape the Earth's gravity, for example, you have to travel 25,000 miles per hour. Our astronauts, when they went to the moon over 50 years ago, they had to travel over 25,000 miles to break free of the gravity field of the Earth. Well, let's think about leaving the sun. To leave the sun, you have to travel much, much faster. And so what happens when you get an object size of a black hole, for example, maybe 10 to 50 times more massive than a sun, with a huge gravitational field, how fast do you have to travel to escape that? Well, for a black hole, you would have to travel the speed of light. So, black holes are objects so massive that even light itself cannot escape. Then the next question is, well, what do they look like? How do we know so much about them? Well, first of all, they are black. And why are they black? Because of the fact that light cannot escape from the black hole. Now, more precisely, they're actually gray. It was Stephen Hawking who realized that under certain circumstances, a small amount of light, the embers, the afterglow, can actually leave a black hole because of what is called quantum theory. And so it means that black holes are actually gray. And then how do we know so much about them if they're so difficult to study? Well, if they're black, how can you study something that absorbs all radiation and is black? And the reason is, the black hole has swirling gas, tremendous amounts of gas that swirl around the black hole. That gas can be photographed, it can be analyzed, and it can be checked against the predictions of Einstein's theory. So, for example, if you want to see a black hole tonight, that's right, if you want to see a black hole tonight, go outside, look up, and look in the direction of Sagittarius. In the constellation Sagittarius, that is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. By rights, it should outshine the moon. That's right. Something that you see every night, which is very dim, can actually outshine the moon, but dust clouds obscure it. Well, in Sagittarius, there is a small dot where there is a black hole. It is gigantic. It weighs 2 million to 4 million times the mass of our sun, and the whole galaxy rotates around this black hole. Okay? So, for example, we know that the Earth goes around the sun, but what does the sun go around? If the Earth goes around the sun, then what does the sun go around? The sun goes around a black hole in the constellation Sagittarius, that is 2 to 4 million times the mass of our sun. And then the next question that was asked is, how do we know so much about them experimentally? Well, we've actually photographed these black holes. Actually, more precisely, you cannot photograph something that's black. You photograph the event horizon of the black hole. Now, the event horizon is a sphere of the point of no return. If you were to fall through the sphere, which is the event horizon, you cannot get out. You're stuck forever inside the black hole. So, for example, let's say that the sun were to be squeezed. How much do you have to squeeze the sun so that it becomes a black hole? Well, you can calculate it. You have to squeeze the sun until it was about 2 miles across. Now, that's not going to happen. Don't worry. Our sun is not going to become a black hole. But if, hypothetically, you were to squeeze our sun so that it was 2 miles across, it would become a black hole. Okay, well, let's talk about whether or not black holes have sound waves. Can you hear a black hole? Let's talk about that. But first, let's say that you want to call and get on Science Fantastic. Again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and get on national radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And this hour is your hour. This is the chance where you can get to the phone and ask that question, make that comment that always has been bothering you. Well, before the break, we had a call about black holes. How do we know so much about them? I mean, after all, they are invisible. And even though they're invisible, there is what is called the event horizon that surrounds the black hole. The event horizon is clearly visible, and that we can photograph. In fact, there's a galaxy out there, M87, with a huge, gigantic black hole at the center. That black hole has been photographed. Also, the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy in the constellation Sagittarius, that has also been photographed. And how do we photograph something so small and so intense? We lash together, not one, but up to 5 or 6 radio telescopes. So what you do is you get radio telescopes around the planet Earth in Australia, Europe, America, different sites, and you lash them together so that you pick up radiation from all different parts of the planet Earth. And then you put that message, these messages, on a computer. The computer then combines them, and you get effectively a super telescope. So we create a super telescope by lashing together, by computer, all the messages coming into smaller telescopes, like about five such telescopes, and that's how we were able to photograph the black hole at the center of M87 and the black hole at the center of our own Milky Way galaxy. And then there was a recent news item that said that we could even hear the sound of a black hole, and it's been played millions of times on the internet, and it sounds like, well, it sounds like maybe the devil, or it sounds like ghosts from hell. All sorts of people have commented on this strange sound. Google it, you know, sound from black hole. The black hole itself is about 250 million light years from the planet Earth, and it really does sound eerie. But then you say to yourself, now wait a minute, how can that be? There's no sound in outer space. How can you tape record the sound of a black hole when there's no sound in outer space, because there's no air in outer space? Well, I think the people who made that press release exaggerated a bit. Yes, it is true. Outer space, there's no sound in outer space. Or as Hollywood likes to say, in outer space, nobody can hear you scream. And so then the next question is, how do you detect sound waves from a black hole? Well, a black hole has what is called the event horizon surrounding it, a sphere of very hot gas, which is luminous, quite visible, easy to photograph. And they are vibrations, ripples, because, of course, the black hole is constantly in motion. And the ripples create electromagnetic waves. So in the event horizon surrounding the black hole, that's where you get vibrations. These vibrations, in turn, can be recorded using computers to record these vibrations, and then these vibrations can be modified to create sound waves. How much do you have to modify it? You have to change it by 57 octaves. In other words, this is not something that you can do on your laptop. You have to alter it by 57 octaves to enter the hearing range of the human ear. Then that's how the sound was created. So, in other words, it is true that there's no sound in outer space, but you can extract vibrations from outer space, okay, using radio and different kinds of sensors. These vibrations can then be homogenized and put into a computer, a process called sonification. And when you sonify these vibrations, you get sound. But, of course, the sound is 57 octaves too low. You have to then soup it up so that the human ear can hear the sound of a black hole. So don't believe the hype. We have not actually been able to tape record the sound of a black hole. But we've come close. We've been able to take the radiation from a black hole, run it through a computer to get the net effect of vibrations that can be put into the audio range. Okay, well, let's move on now. Let's take the next listener phone call.
This is Paul, KIBX, Fairbanks, Alaska. How were the ancients able to move 1,000-ton stones at Baalbek, Lebanon, or do the precise stonework at Pumapuco, Bolivia? Thank you.
Well, of course, you ask a much bigger question. How did the ancients do any of the work on these gigantic pyramids? I had a chance to visit the pyramids in Egypt, and they really are stunning. No matter how many times you read about it and you marvel about it, you have to really see it up close to really appreciate what the ancients did. Now, we're talking about something that happened, perhaps, we don't know for sure, perhaps 5,000 years ago, where people were at a very primitive level of technology, maybe the Bronze Age, and yet they were able to move these multi-ton blocks so close to each other that you cannot even put a razor blade between some of these blocks. And not just one block, but a mountain of these blocks put together to create these pyramids. And then I had a chance to go to Mexico City, and you see some of the pyramids that the ancient Egyptians put together. They were a Bronze Age civilization. They didn't even have a horse. Think about that. They didn't even have a horse in those days. They didn't have tools that were made out of steel. They had Bronze Age tools. And the mathematics was pretty primitive. Their language, their written language, was pictorial. It wasn't like the alphabet that we have. It was pictorial. And yet they, too, were able to build these gigantic pyramids. And you really have to wonder, how did they do it? What was responsible? Well, I'm a scientist. We believe that, first of all, you have to assemble the data, as much data as you can, and you have to have things that are reproducible, things that are falsifiable. You just can't speculate about aliens from outer space coming down and giving us all this tremendous technology. You have to then put this thing into motion. First of all, when you visit Egypt and you go to the pyramids, you realize that upstream from the pyramids, there's a quarry site. And the quarry site is where these stone blocks were cut. And then the question is, how do they bring these stone blocks all the way down to Giza? And there's a river. And so they were able to transport these blocks onto a river. And from the river, they were transported to Giza. Then the next question is, how do they move these gigantic blocks? Well, the Greek historian Herodotus wrote about it. Of course, when he wrote about it maybe 2,000 years or so ago, much of the technology was already forgotten. Because the pyramids themselves are perhaps 4,000 to 5,000 years old. But 2,000 years ago or so, he was able to document some of the remnants, and he found a docking site. A docking site where the blocks would be taken from the river, where these gigantic stones were probably placed on logs. Logs that would then allow them to roll these things and thereby move them. And then a large assembly of levers and pulleys would be created so that they could then hoist these gigantic blocks of limestone into the proper position. But of course, there are a lot of gaps in this scenario. I mean, think about it for a moment. If you were a Boy Scout and I were to give you all the tools that you needed, and I would ask you to use levers and gears and simple tools and logs to move these gigantic blocks, it still boggles the mind. Now, as I mentioned, the Egyptians had the horse. However, the Aztecs did not. And so you begin to wonder, how did the Aztecs move these gigantic blocks if they didn't have a horse? Well, the short answer is, we don't know. I've seen some science documentaries where engineers were given these tools. They were given the pulleys, they were given the rope, they were given the logs, and they were asked to build a pyramid. Well, after a lot of work, these individuals were able to assemble a few blocks, but to assemble a pyramid, it boggled the imagination. So the short answer is, we don't know. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice's redacted affidavit relating to the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was released on Friday. The document shows the DOJ pointed to a number of classified materials already obtained from Trump's home for a reason for the August search warrant request. Though much of the affidavit was redacted, former federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, reminds us.
There are things they can reveal without doing the things that they're worried about, which is, as we've all said, giving a roadmap to the investigation, identifying witnesses and the like. That's the thing I think that people are most curious about.
The former president claiming he declassified everything that was at his Mar-a-Lago estate. At the closing bell on Friday, the Dow losing 1,008 points to fall to 32,283. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve Chairman is defending the central bank's response to soaring inflation. Jerome Powell saying raising interest rates is painful, but warned about deeper pain if inflation isn't controlled.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
Headlining the Fed's annual economic summit in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell vowing to continue using the Fed's tools forcefully. The State Department is confirming reports that an American was killed in Ukraine. Newsweek reporting the American was a volunteer fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. The State Department didn't give any further details about the American out of respect for the privacy of their family. More flood relief is coming to eastern Kentucky as a Kentucky House and Senate passed a flood relief bill. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on national radio and the internet and ask a question or make a comment, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts could be heard on national radio. Okay, well, just before the break, we had a question about how the ancients were able to assemble these gigantic pyramids. At one point, people thought maybe slave labor was the way the Egyptians did it. Most people today realize that, no, they were probably skilled artisans. People, of course, that had to undergo tremendous physical hardship. But the skill exhibited by these engineers leads people to indicate that they were skilled artisans that built it rather than simply slave labor. But how they did it, we don't know, because of the fact that the precision with which these blocks were put together is astounding. And so I advise you that if you have the opportunity, go and visit the pyramids and see for yourself. Now, I'm a physicist. There are ways in which we can tease apart some of the secrets of the pyramid using physics. For example, cosmic rays. Cosmic rays can go right through the blocks, and when they hit a chamber, okay, a hollow chamber inside the pyramid, then they're not absorbed. And so cosmic rays coming in from outer space hitting the pyramids of Egypt can give you a map of the secret chambers of the pyramids. And when this was done, well, sure enough, many of the known chambers were discovered. No new chambers were discovered, but it does mean that as we get better and better with cosmic ray detection, we'll be able to unravel perhaps some of the secrets of the ancients. Okay, well, let's move on now, and let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name's Robert. I'm listening from Corpus Christi, Texas. And my question is, has the center of the universe been discovered? If so, where is it located? And then we talk about the universe as seeing the stars in the past, but as the Big Bang happened and light traveled away from the center, so we'd be looking into the future? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question, a question that has been debated for centuries by philosophers, by ancients, by theologians, and that is, where is the center of the universe? Well, of course, if you read the Bible, many people assume and jump to conclusions that perhaps the center of the universe was the Garden of Eden. Well, as we begin to learn a little bit about astronomy, we begin to realize that some of the ancient astronomers put the Earth at the center of the solar system. And then along comes the Galileo, Copernicus, and many of the astronomers who use the telescope to map the heavens. They say no, that the Earth goes around the Sun, and the Sun perhaps is the center of the universe. And then we have something called the Copernican Principle. The Copernican Principle is a principle from astronomy, and it basically says that there is no center at all, that no point is special from any other point. The Earth is not special. The solar system is not special. The Milky Way galaxy is not special. That the universe, in some sense, has no center. And so let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk about how can a universe have no center. You're listening to Science Fantastic. Once again, the number to call if you want to get on air is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
By Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You know, common sense tells us that everything has a center. Our body has a center. The world around us has a center. The earth has a center. Everything has a center. But then you ask a question, what is the center of the universe? And then you begin to realize that, well, gee, maybe we're talking about the end of common sense. That we have to abandon this idea that we are in some sense special. This is the Copernican principle. The Copernican principle says that, well, there's nothing special about the Earth. There's nothing special about the solar system. Nothing special about the Milky Way galaxy. We're just a pebble in the sky, like all the other objects that we see in outer space. And the experimental evidence for this is that the universe is expanding. Now, if the universe is expanding, we no longer believe that the universe is expanding away from the center, which is the Earth, because the universe has no center. So think of a balloon. This is the analogy that we astronomers use. If you have a balloon, where is the center of the balloon? Well, the balloon has no center. It expands, but if you were an ant walking on the surface of the balloon, you would say that the universe was two-dimensional. You can walk forward, backward, left, right, but that's it. So the ant can only visualize two dimensions. But if you were to ask the ant, if the universe is expanding, where is the center? The ant would not understand the question because the ant is two-dimensional. The center of the balloon is in the third dimension, and the ant cannot visualize a third dimension. And so the ant is stuck by the fact that he can only see in two dimensions, but the center of his balloon is in the third dimension. So then the question is, if you adopt that attitude, where is the center of the universe in a multidimensional universe? Well, we think, but we cannot prove, that the universe could be 11-dimensional. This comes from string theory, which is what I do for a living. String theory is supposed to be the theory that eluded Einstein, the theory that is the ultimate theory, the end of all theories, the theory of everything. And if you want to know more about this, get a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, where we are led on this great journey to understand the fact that perhaps the universe is more than just three-dimensional. Einstein gave us the fourth dimension, but to complete Einstein's dream, we must go to perhaps 11 dimensions, and in 11 dimensions, we have an understanding of the entire universe. So if our universe is a bubble, and we have two-dimensional eyes on this bubble, then there are other bubbles out there. This is called the multiverse idea. It's an idea that, well, partially originates from string theory, but it's a theory that has been adopted by Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics apparently have some familiarity with these higher-dimensional spaces, and if you watch the latest Marvel movies, almost all of them are based on the multiverse. And so back in the 50s, of course, science fiction was based on rocket ships and Martians and stuff like that. But eventually, Hollywood said, that's old hat. The audience doesn't want to see Martians or other planets anymore. They want to go into the multiverse. And that's what I do for a living. And again, if you want to know more about it, then get a copy of my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Okay, well, the questions keep coming in, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of the questions, because there's so many, and I'll try to take them all at once. Here's a question that came in, and the question is about, well, flying saucers. And the question is, do we humans have any technology that can do what these flying saucers can do? Well, that's a valid question. How advanced is our physics? Well, first of all, we have to ask the simple question, what can the flying saucers do? Now we have these videotapes from NASA, declassified recently, that allow us to analyze the frames, frame by frame, picture by picture, and calculate the characteristics of these objects. So let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, I'll try to answer the question, how advanced are these UFOs anyway? Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Keep your name, the radio station or the call letters you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on air, if you want to get on the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, one series of questions that I've been getting by email is the question of, well, these flying saucers, these UFOs or UAP, whatever you call them, how advanced are they compared to our latest supersonic jets? I mean, are they really something that violate the laws of physics, or are they simply very advanced aircraft? Well, let's talk about that. What have we learned? Well, until recently, we didn't have much data to work with. I'm a scientist. We work with data. We love data. It's our lifeblood. But there was very little other than hearsay and eyewitness accounts. That's not enough. We need hard data. Well, the military has now owned up to the fact that it has hours of videotapes, that they've been encountering these things for years, and sometimes these things would just be in the sky for weeks at a time. So we have the videotapes. So we've analyzed them at the University of Albany. Scientists there have analyzed them frame by frame, and this is what we find from the videotapes. These objects move between Mach 5 and Mach 20. That's 5 times the speed of sound to 20 times the speed of sound. When they zigzag, they create centrifugal forces, which are calculable. And by looking at them frame by frame, we find out the G-forces, when these objects accelerate and zigzag, is measured in hundreds of times the force of gravity. In other words, any organism with normal bones would be crushed if they were in this object. And what can these objects do? Well, they can drop about 80,000 feet within just a few seconds. That's a tremendous feat that even our most advanced aircraft would have a hard time duplicating. And not only that, they can also go underwater. That's right. They can fly and they can also start to go underwater. Now, let's compare that with what we have today in our arsenal. What do we have that comes close? The thing that comes close are what we call hypersonic drones. They are hypersonic. And who's perfecting them? The Russians. And why is that? Because they want to evade our Star Wars shield. And they want to do that by maneuvering their rockets. By maneuvering them, they're able to outwit the radar systems that we have that protect our ICBMs and our missiles. So the Russians have put a premium on maneuverability. Now, the United States military has also done this, but there's a problem there. And that is that when the United States military experimented with hypersonic drones, many times they would zigzag and then crash. So 2 years ago, the military gave up and stopped funding its hypersonic drone technology. Well, then Vladimir Putin announces that not only has it perfected the hypersonic drone, but it's using them in warfare against the Ukrainians. And so, yes, a lot of the sites that have been bombed by Russia were done by hypersonic drones, drones that can evade radar because they can maneuver. So what did the United States do? The United States sheepishly said, well, I guess we're going to follow suit. We, too, will perfect hypersonic drones. And the Chinese have also admitted that, yes, they too have a program. Now, is this the origin of the flying saucer legend? Probably not. Because of the fact that these flying saucer sightings go back to World War II, even beyond that. In fact, they're mentioned in the Bible, Ezekiel's wheel. Some people think that that's a reference to UFOs in the Bible. Well, probably not, in the sense that these objects, whatever they are, can perform gyrations that exceed the ability of our hypersonic drones, which are still highly experimental. And yet these things, these flying saucers or whatever, have been flying around for decades, okay? And so we're still scratching our heads and wondering, what are they? Where do they come from? Well, because of all the public pressure being placed on the Pentagon is now owned up to the fact that, yes, it will set up a special office that will look into these sightings and take them seriously. You realize that that anyone who reported these sightings would immediately be would be suspect. Any commercial pilot that said they saw a flying saucer, they would be shelled or given a desk job. That's what happened in 1986 with the Japan Airlines incident, where a Japan Airlines flight from over Alaska encountered three flying saucers. And when the pilots reported it, they mentioned the fact it was tracked by radar, tracked visually by three seasoned pilots. And what happened to them? They were demoted. They were given desk jobs. And that was a warning to people that see these things, that your career is at risk if you say that, yes, you saw some kind of flying saucer. And so that's one thing that has prevented many military people from reporting these sightings. In fact, just last year, I was at an airport where a pilot comes up to me and recognizes me and says, "Are you Michio Kaku?" And I say, "Yes." And then he says, "Well, let me tell you that I've encountered these things." He has encountered flying saucers flying next to his aircraft, a commercial aircraft. And I asked him, "Well, what did you do?" And he said, "Nothing." He didn't want to risk his career. I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, there's only so much you can do before people give you a desk job and you're basically shelved and you're persona non grata. Well, unfortunately, the time is up for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week, join us on Science Fantastic as we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that affects the way you view the universe. Science that affects your life. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. Okay? Once again, this is Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.